From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Von Holdridge reports for Columbia Green Media that the latest wave of COVID-19 cases is breaking now across the country and throughout the Hudson Valley. On November 22nd, Columbia County announced 49 new coronavirus cases, with 33 new cases announced November 20th and 50 new cases November 19th. Those are numbers not seen since January, when vaccines were just becoming available. Mab said, and I quote, "It's obviously not just Columbia County, it's the whole region. We're seeing this dramatic, huge spike," end quote. The main difference between COVID-19 cases last January and now is that many children are being infected. About 18% of the county's cases November 22nd were in young people. Mapp said, and I quote, "A significant portion of these positives are students. We're seeing more positive students this year than we did last year. I think it's about the Delta variant and about how contagious it is," end quote. Cases are also being caused by few folks wearing masks. Mapp said, and I quote, "It's only going to get worse with the holidays in general. I think a lot of people have just thrown caution to the wind and they're just doing their thing. Thanksgiving for many people will be a holiday in which there's no social distancing, and certainly do not expect people to wear a mask in their own home or their living room when they're welcoming their family. But I do think people who view themselves as particularly vulnerable should probably think about those things," end quote. The county is not changing any policies or regulations, even with the rising cases count. They are offering vaccines. Booster shot offered at Columbia Green Community College from 3 to 6 p.m. December 2nd, from 1 to 3 p.m. December 3rd, and from 1 to 3 p.m. December 10th. For those who register on the Columbia County Department of Health website, there is also vaccines for children 5 to 11 years old available from 3 to 6 p.m. November 29th at the Claverick Fire Department. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that former Governor Andrew Cuomo may have resigned in disgrace, but lawmakers in Albany are still discussing his impeachment. Currently, state legislators are debating whether they have the constitutional authority to impeach someone who has already left office. On November 22nd, the state assembly issued a 45-page report by a private law firm outlining Cuomo's wrongdoings during 11 allegations of sexual harassment, misleading the public about COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes, and using public resources to write a book. Judiciary Committee Chair Charles Levain said in a statement, and I quote, "I hope this report helps New Yorkers further understand the seriousness of the allegations that have been made and serves to guide us to a more ethical and responsible government. New Yorkers deserve no less," end quote. Lawyers from Davis Polk Wardwell, who issued the report, say lawmakers can no longer impeach Cuomo. Some lawmakers disagree and are still asking for impeachment. Assemblyperson Ron Kim said, and I quote, "It's what the families are pushing for, which is full accountability. And they deemed that impeachment is a critical part of that process. Because we invested so much money already, we should see it through," end quote. Cuomo's camp says the report is wrong. Meanwhile, law enforcement officials continue to investigate Cuomo's actions as governor. Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley said the report should be used by law enforcement to, and I quote, "ensure that accountability is finally achieved," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that COPEC won't block cannabis retail stores, but might not allow consumption lodges or smoking bars. Lindsay Labrecht of COPEC Lake said, and I quote, "This is a great opportunity for tax revenue. Now everybody goes to Great Barrington. We should get our fair share and opt in to cannabis," end quote. State lawmakers legalized cannabis in New York in April, and sales are expected to begin next year after final regulations are set. Municipalities have until December 31st to opt out of retail stores and or consumption lounges. COPEC Down Supervisor Gene Mettler said public comments on the issue, and I quote, show strong support, end quote, for cannabis sales there. Mettler and the town board members Jeffrey Judd and Richard Wolf voted to allow cannabis sales in COPEC, while Stosh Gansowski voted against and Terry Sullivan abstained. A public hearing for the law to opt out for allowing on-site consumption sites will be held at 6:45 p.m. prior to COPEC's December 9th town board meeting. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.